I don't know what that was. Just a,
just part of your soul escaping.
Yeah,
you.
General. God. Yeah.
Why do I have to sit and do this stupid podcast?
General malaise.
General malaise.
He was one of the worst commanders of the Second World War.
I was going to say, actually, did you get in the drawing room with the pickaxe or something? General malaise.
Welcome to Sprue Offcast, the English language for off cabano podcast that nobody asked for. My name's David.
And I'm getting ready for Brexit on the 31st of October.
Yes, that's gone well.
It has.
I feel. It hasn't happened, so that's all good.
Spoilers. Yeah. Spoiler alert, if you've been living under a rock.
Yeah. Or if you're Gareth Bale. did you read that thing about he was quizzed about who the Prime Minister was? He genuinely didn't know.
Really?
Yes.
I think we have to stop footballers having political opinions. I'm a big fan of this.
Yeah, he just likes to golf, and in the evening he has a cup of tea. He can't find time in his busy schedule for all the politics.
Did you see the guy from Charlton who is having a Twitter beef with Tony Watt?
No.
About the general election, and Tory boy Charlton player was going on about having to pay more tax under a Labour government, and Tony Watt was telling him to fuck off.
I like Tony Watt.
He's apparently not allowed an opinion because he plays in Sofia now.
That doesn't work, no. Anyway,
About things that didn't work, we've got a report from Zhishkov.
We certainly have. I was going to say, aside from the politics, we've got a report from Zhishkov. We've got a report of Slavoj Vyshehrad as well, which went slightly better. We've got all your regular favourites, and I use the word favourites quite advisedly. Hot or not, beer of the podcast, what's the deal with Zhishkov? And we're previewing our game at home to Prostoyov this Friday evening, are we not?
In a jam-packed show.
It's not that jam-packed.
Well, I'm trying
it's
to make
mildly
it...
mildly jam-packed. It's not quite jam. It's still in the strawberry stage. We're nearly at jam, but it's close enough. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Good. So, a couple of weeks ago, we went up to Prague to play... Give me a second. Victoria! Zhishkov. I had to go over there to see if it sounded better if I yelled it from the other side of the room.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'll find out in the edit whether it did.
You enjoy the editing of a sort of crumpled sofa.
I feel it gives it context as to what I was doing, i.e. getting up, running across the room, shouting, coming back again. Uh-huh. I'm leaving it in. That stays as far as I'm concerned. So anyway, yeah. Friend of the podcast and fellow Gentleman Ultra John and I went up there on a Saturday. It was on telly, so you watched it on the TV.
I was drinking screwdrivers and watching the game.
Were you
on
actually?
TV. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It was good because my flatmate was just like, what's a good cocktail to have with vodka? Because all we have is orange juice.
And you said...
And I said vodka and orange juice.
Yeah, good. Yeah, good call.
In my pyjamas, wonderful.
Nice. Yeah, so we went up on the train. We met up before the game with friends of the podcast, Dan Statham and John Scowes, and
shout
his
out.
Wife, who were over for some time. I'm not sure how long, but yeah, they were over.
Hello, everyone.
Haven't quite made it down to Bono yet, but they will. Or probably not after they hear this, but never mind. And yeah, we walked the short distance to Zhishkov's lovely old ground, and there was about 80s variety there. Mm-hmm. Not as huge as a turnout as I would have expected for a lunchtime Saturday kickoff, but, you know, needs must. And yeah, beautiful day for the middle of October, which is very nice. And what did we see? Well, it wasn't a classic.
No.
I'll give it that by any sense of the word. Apart from it was classically dreadful. Basically what happened is neither side deserved to win. They were both as bad as each other. We looked a little bit more lively going forward, but that wasn't saying a lot. I mean, the final ball and the finishing from both sides was pretty dreadful. It was a lot of hoofery and sort of you know, battling headers in midfield.
Yeah.
And it was pretty ugly. A quick roundup of what happened. Schumbacher had the first chance of the game, fourth minute, got on the end of a Stepanovski cross. His shot was stopped by Milan Schwenger, a very experienced goalkeeper in the Žižkov goal. Brezina, a few minutes later, served notice of the danger he will pose, as we'll see later, with a strike that was stopped by a combination of Floda getting in the way and Pavlik sort of hoofing it clear. Then nothing happened for about half an hour, until Schumbacher had a sort of a cross shot, which Schwenger dealt with fairly easily, and Stepanovski had a mild penalty appeal turned down, but nothing really came of that. And then the second half came. We started with a bit more intent, at least. Stepp had a header go over the bar from a Schumbacher cross from the right. Ladja Martan had a chance from a long ball where he was sent clear, and a backtracking Uncle Vaniek came screaming past. Martan dropped him on his arse and was thwarted by Jirka Floder coming off his line very quickly. From the resulting corner, Opelstiel, the centre-half, totally unmarked, headed well wide, which actually that entire move kind of summed up the game for me. It was a bit of a nothing ball forward. Somebody ran onto it, lands the defender on his arse, keeper stops it, but not spectacularly, and then the set piece is wasted totally. So it wasn't, 68th minute comes around. We lose the ball through very sloppy play in midfield, basically shooting ourselves in the foot slightly. And while trying to win it back, Josef Bazal is bundled over by a combination of Petr Pavlik and Šural. With Šural, I'm not sure if... because Pavlik gets a booking for this, so I assume the referee didn't see Šural give him a fairly blatant stamp on his shin for good measure as he went down.
Classic.
Šural didn't get anything for that, because I thought that was what the foul was given for, but then he shows Pavlik a yellow card, so I assume he didn't see that.
He's got to be careful with that. I don't know if there's such a thing as a compliance officer in Czech football, but...
If that's looked back on, that's stupid.
And that's only, you know, one of the rare occasions that could be looked back on, because it was on TV.
Anyway, what happens? The resulting free kick from David Brezina, who had already, you know, had a couple of sighters early in the first half, took advantage of what looked... I didn't see it that well from... because we were the far end of the pitch.
Yeah.
But looking back on it on TV, I think the wall was slightly misplaced. It was slightly too much to the goalkeeper's left. It looked very odd from the TV angle. I don't know whether that was true, but David Brezina steps up and... it's an unstoppable free kick.
Yeah,
it's a beauty of a free kick.
I think that's a point. Whatever happens, you know, with that wall, it's a moment of quality that the game sorely lacked.
Yes, absolutely slammed through, sort of over the wall, off the underside of the crossbar, bounces in. Floder doesn't even move. He hasn't had a chance to see it. It's a brilliant free kick. And from then on, we sort of pushed a bit further. Folsek had a great chance from the left-hand side, could only hit it into the side netting. That should have been 1-1. Prikistar then clatters a header off the crossbar in the dying seconds. In the end, I think on one side, 0-0 would have been fair because both teams were pretty rotten. But having said that, that free kick was a moment of quality worthy of winning any game. I think it was an absolute. It was a fine strike, and I think there were not an awful lot of positives to take away from it, really.
I think there were a lot of positives to take away from a Viktoria Žižkov perspective. It's another season that we've gone without beating them. In Prague, they're a team that we probably should beat in Prague. I don't think they're spectacular, maybe with some players like Lewis Gill aside. Vaniek's worst game for me.
Yes, yeah, he wasn't good.
No, and I think that might be partly how Žižkov set up, let's say. Like, this is maybe the first time that a team has been told to be like, you have to be on this man because he's too good even for the team that he's playing with. And I thought at times I was quite impressed with Žižkov. Like, I think they were the better team in the first half. I think we were better in the second. They reminded me a bit of Bohemka in some ways. Sort of like, oh, it's like running, closing yeah. down. And it was a game where there wasn't really, you didn't really have much time on the ball.
That's it. I think that's the key difference between our home performances and our away performances. People know that when we go away, as long as you're up and at us,
yeah.
we struggle to keep hold of the ball.
Yeah.
The first half in Hrudim was very much like that. They were all over us and we really struggled to settle. It got a bit panicky, it got a bit long ball-y and yeah. But at home, yeah, I think the kind of pressure's off. I think people know that sort of goals will come and they sort of start panicking a bit less or whatever. So yeah. Yeah, overall though, nice day out. That's all
I
can say.
Good trip.
Yeah.
Should get a good lunch somewhere.
Well, we had Klobasser at the stadium, which were not spectacular.
You were telling me about this.
Yeah, they were disappointingly floppy. There wasn't the normal kind of snappy crunch you get with a really well done Klobasser. They were like sort of giant parki, basically, which was a little bit lame.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, had those and then ate sandwiches on the train or something, I think. Uh-huh. But yeah,
not the usual culinary exploits.
No. We actually did go up to Usadu later, but we didn't really have long enough to order anything or
good beer at Usadu. Though.
Yes, that was mainly the reason we went, and we were meeting Maria as well. Hey, Maria, you're not listening, but who cares? Hey, anyway, so that was Žižkov. Coming up next, we've got. So, what's the deal with Žižkov? Right, so my question to you, Sam, is what's the deal with Žižkov?
I suppose you're going to tell me.
I feel this bit needs a theme tune. We didn't think about it before, but it needs a what's the deal with Žižkov theme, but yeah, oh well.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, Žižkov.
Not just for Žižkov, but for like this section generally.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, Žižkov, doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle.
Well, there's lots of red and white, so that's sort of, you know, that's the thing. It's named after Hussite leader Jan Žižka, of course, because it's situated just south of Vítkov Hill, which is the site of the Battle of Vítkov Hill, in which Žižka's peasant army defeated the force of Sigismund, the Holy Roman Emperor.
I remember it like it was only yesterday.
Yeah, it's a glorious time to be alive there.
He had one eye, didn't he?
Jan Žižka?
Yeah.
Did he have one eye or was it? No, it was King John who was blind. Jan Žižka maybe just had one eye.
Jan Žižka had he was either blind or had one eye.
Yeah.
Or something.
A lot of people did at that point though, to be fair.
Pirates.
All right. Yeah. Not in the Czech Republic so much. Or, you know, this region. Not very piratey. It's just, you know, if there were pirates, it'd just be two lads in a rowing boat going up and down the Sratka, desperately looking for people to pirate, failing, having a pint. Of grog. anyway,
digress.
Yes, that was a digression. I'm sorry about that. So here's a bizarre quiz question.
Okay,
Žižkov, when did it stop being an independent city, and when did it become part of Prague? Which year do you think it became a part of Prague?
It was quite recently.
Is that your answer?
No. I think it was 20th century.
It was 20th century,
I think it's something like 1923 or something like that.
You're a year out. 1922.
Oh, okay.
Well done. God, give that man a carrot. Very good. 1922. Mainly because it became connected to the tram network in 1921.
Good.
So they thought, well, we might as well just incorporate it.
Bring civilization to
Historically very working class area, often referred to as Red Žižkov due to the general support of left-wing political parties. It had a reputation as being a breeding ground for unrest and troublemaking and so forth, a fact that Žižkovians, possibly not the word, were and remain very proud of. And the phrase, the Free Republic of Žižkov, is still something you'll see around occasionally. Actually, here's kind of a fun thing. At the end of the First World War, a group of writers and artists founded the Žižkov Free Republic Resistance Movement.
Uh-huh.
And in 2001, when the then president of the EU was visiting Prague to talk about the Czechs joining 3 years later, he symbolically invited Zhizhkov into the EU as a separate country.
Oh, wow.
Which is kind of fun, I think. That is fun. I'll also give you a fact which I can't prove, but I did read. Zhizhkov is said to have the highest number of pubs per capita of any district in any city in Europe.
See,
I can sort of believe that.
I've heard that about so many cities. I've heard that about Aberdeen.
But, like, but not per city, but per, like, area of a bigger city.
Mm.
Like, you know, if you went to Camden, you wouldn't have so many pubs per head.
Yeah.
If you went to, you know, Zabrodovica, where we're recording now, you definitely wouldn't have that many pubs
per... I mean, yeah, compared to Camden, there's a lot less people trying to sell me their mixtape in Zhizhkov.
Yeah,
so...
and far fewer tourists as well, trying to buy tat off that market.
Yeah.
So, no, I can believe that. There are said to be around 300 pubs in an area that's not very big.
It's not that big, yeah.
So, I could go for that. Do you want to hear some Zhizhkovian tunes?
Please.
Yeah, so we have got... I actually specifically searched for bands who list themselves from Zhizhkov. So here we've got Zhizhkovsky Desert Rock of Boogie, which just sound like a bunch of old... You're not happy with that, are you?
Rock of Boogie.
Yeah. It just sounds like a bunch of old lads doing their stuff, doing like sort of thing, 2-minute things they've composed themselves and a bunch of covers. This is a live recording of their cover of One After 909 by the Beatles. Here we go. And to be honest, they sound like they're having great fun. So I'm completely fine with that.
Garagey.
Yeah, garagey, like indeed, yes. True to the make-do-amend punky spirit of Zhizhkov, I would say. Yes.
Yes, yes indeed, travel writer.
All right, fair enough. So, what have we got next? Well, we've got a preview. No, we've got a look back, sorry, at Slavoj... Žižek, no. Slavoj Vyšehrad.
Vyšehrad, yeah.
Yes. So that's obviously you taking the lead on that, so here we go.
Okay. I'm on the microphone.
Yes.
I don't usually do the, you know, lead in or whatever.
No, but this is your bit. I wasn't here.
This is my time to shine.
Yeah. Let's say that.
Okay, great. the pressure's getting to me, David. Yeah, so we entertained Slavoj Vyšehrad on Friday.
It looked like you entertained more than them. It looked like a very entertaining game.
It was in parts, yeah. I think for vast spells of the game, it was moderately entertaining.
Yeah, I only saw the score, though.
It was a really interesting game because it was really just like... You know how you're like... Right, so like, you know when Leicester beat Southampton 9-0?
Yes.
And I'm not saying we did something like that, but it's sort of so one-sided that it's kind of just sort of like, not a chore to watch, but quite difficult to watch because you're just, you know, there's one team that just hasn't turned up.
It's not really a contest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And really, like, a lot of the mistakes that were perhaps made in Zhizhkov were mended here. It was quite... fascinating because, you know, the Zhizhkov game, you had Barish as a holding midfielder and Jan Sedlak as a right back. And they directly swapped roles for this. We had Damian Barish as a right back, which is really weird.
Yeah.
Also, neither of them are right backs.
Yes.
But our actual right back, Shural, plays as...
He's a centre-half now.
Centre-half, yeah.
Well, I think, actually, we're just waiting until Kotula comes back because he's injured again.
Yeah. He's not going to have a regular run if it keeps going on like this. And then Fosek was favoured over both Stepanovski and Kurska.
Mm-hmm.
Top two unchanged. You can't really have a better start than scoring after what I believe is 49 seconds.
Yes, that's fairly spectacular.
Yeah. So Rusek, you know, have you seen the highlights, right?
Yeah, it was a few days ago. I can't really remember them. I just remember he took either one or both of his goals very, very well. Possibly this one.
Yeah. So he finishes well. He lifts the ball over a non-Russian goalkeeper just inside the box. And it's a simple ball from Przyhistal, which goes past the defensive line. And then Rusek has so much space to run into some space, you know, get there first and be able to sort of dink it over to the point that you think it's like more of a defensive error, perhaps,
right,
or a sluggish start, you know, completely, you know, not switched on to the game.
However, you may touch on this later, but with those two up top developing a bit of an understanding, ball into space to run onto seems to be a thing now, very much so.
Yeah, I mean, that was the second goal.
Yeah.
On 7 minutes, I think. You'd think that if you went down a goal early, you'd sort of try and tighten up, but there was, again, it was a very similar thing. There's a Przyhistal ball, gets behind the defence, Rusek can take a couple of touches this time, chests it, and it's a low, well-hit finish.
Yep.
And then it's really interesting because then the role is completely reversed after that. So Rusek then becomes a supplier, driving to the end of the 18-yard box, and he finds the feet of Przyhistal this time, who has an entire goal to aim at, and the game is done within a quarter hour.
Yeah.
And that's really the sort of the story here.
Mm-hmm.
So the first 45 was a tale of Zbrojovka being in the Visegrad half.
Yeah.
They settled somewhat and got a bit more of the ball towards the end of the half. But then, I mean, immediately lost a goal when the second half kicked off.
Right.
We had Shumbara, which was basically a tap-in. It's not really that interesting a goal. What is interesting, two things I actually find interesting about this game. And neither of them are due to Zbrojovka Brno's goals.
All right, fair enough.
The first is the ball in the back of the net around the hour mark for Slavoj Vyshehrad.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not for 1 minute pretending that they're going to have a comeback or anything like this. They were playing like an absolute pub team, and it felt very off the peg, you know, kits and things like that. You know, they just didn't look very attacking. There was really no threat. There was no awareness of players. And a lot of the time it was just trying to man mark to somehow get this torrent of Zbrojovka players under control. Their goal, well, the ball went in the back of the net. It was, I think it was a cross and a header. It was a cross and a header. It was from a corner. It was from a corner, I think. And it took them a long time to, and with the referee going over to the linesman to rule it in what the Zbrojovka website says is offside.
Right.
I don't see an offside.
Well, was it headed directly from a corner?
Well, I mean, the ball sort of like, yeah, but yeah.
Well, you can't be offside from a corner.
Well, it might have been a free kick, but
okay,
it sort of stands like, I mean, I'm looking at the line.
Right.
I'm looking at the line, and there's two Zbrojovka players, like, clearly, I think, in front of the line, which is then run onto and then gone in. Which then made me think, is it perhaps an apparent foul on the keeper? But I don't think so.
Right.
Like, it looks like a fine goal. So I'm not sure what the hell that was about. So that's the first thing I have to say. The second thing is that when Slavoj got one back on the 89th minute, which is, again, a free kick, and it gets ripped in near post. Former Groningen man,
Ondrej Fredik,
got on the end of it. And the thing that I was really impressed at was Michalek, who was absolutely raging at conceding that.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a nothing goal. They have no time to get back into it.
It's exactly the same as the one against R4 last week, an absolute nothing goal. Like, just a really, it's, and there again, they didn't really have time to get back into it either again then, but he's just absolutely furious that it wasn't perfect.
Yeah, I was a big fan of that. Also big fan of the referee giving 2 minutes, but basically blowing on like 90 plus 15 seconds because there's no real point in playing the rest of this out, which should be used a lot more to get us all back into the pub a little bit earlier. But, like, really, I mean, you can't
stickler
really
for the old rules, aren't you there, Sam?
Absolutely, but there's not so much you can say about the performance aside from it being a better reaction.
Yeah.
And we are going to be playing a lot better teams than Slavoj over the piece, but that's the sort of confidence you need.
Yeah. And also now two home games on the bounce. Prostyov up next, similar sort of place in the league, not doing particularly well. Yeah, I mean two 4-1 home wins on the bounce, and that's looking tasty.
This is it. If we can get, I was talking with Petr Kucha in the pub before. Hello, Petr.
Thanks for the scarves, by the way.
Excellent short run custom Zborovka scarves,
yes.
Which are brilliant. So thank you for keeping us in mind for a couple of those. We were saying about how many points ideally would help us set up a real challenge in the second half of the season. And we settled on, I was thinking 6, but I think we settled on 7.
Mm-hmm.
If we can basically get a point at Pardubice in the last game before the break, then that's going to really do wonders for us. And that's going to put us right in it.
Yeah.
At the moment, we are 4 points off Jihlava in third. So all to play
and
for.
And Pardubice are doing very well up at the top. If we can take points off, basically if we can not lose to Pardubice, that would be incredibly useful.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to stick my neck out here and say I think we're going to do Prosty off. But it's the Pardubice game that's going to be key,
yeah,
I think. Because we were not very good away there last year either. Because they had sort of freshly come up, and it was one of those where last year we were in that kind of mindset, oh, these villages, we're going to brush them aside. Did not brush them aside.
Yeah, and so this is, it's really good actually that we have this international break, because we have, from a podcast perspective, because we can go into, I think, and we should go into a little bit of detail about what that Pardubice side's all about this season.
Yeah.
Because they look a lot different, a lot sharper.
They're a surprise package, aren't they? I mean, absolutely.
I think I've said before on this podcast that I tipped them in the very first episode of this new season to struggle.
Yes.
And boy, am I wrong, as usual.
Right, anyway, we are going to have... What's next on my glorious...
Are we drinking or are we hot or not-ing?
We are drinking. Next.
Hey!
Hey! So, yeah, beer of the podcast up next. Beer of the podcast. Down, 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 down. Beer of the podcast. Down, 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 down. Beer of the podcast. Down, 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 down. It's beer of the podcast.
It is the beer of the von der podcast?
Yeah. Or beer des podcasters.
Well, that's quite funny because this beer is from far... Oh.
Beer of the podcast!
Oh, done. Oh, yeah.
I always forget about we need to leave the gap for the music. Yeah.
I also forgot that there was music, so I was about to go into a spiel, and then I forget there's dun-dun coming behind us.
I mean, it was either that or we just put, you know, Kraftwerk on, as I was attempting to portray there. So what have we got? It was your choice this week, Sam.
Beer from Varnsdorf, David.
Varnsdorf.
I thought about this. I was also in Sklizeno, and there was a couple of things that took my eye, including this. And I can't remember if we actually reviewed a Kotsur beer on this, or if we...
I don't think we did.
I think we bought them and drank them on the way home.
Yes. I mean, I brought a couple back and put them in the fridge, but I definitely drank them before we podcasted again.
So we're going to Kotsur with their very weird bottles, which I opened up one of the bottles and a bit of glass came flying off. So I am hoping there's no glass particles in my beer.
It's just the people of Varnsdorf trying to kill you subtly. But
confidence in my own abilities to kill myself. Terrible.
So what have we got? It's called.
It's called something. It's called like Sumecek or something like that.
Sumecek.
Catfish.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Catfish. Yeah.
And I'm afraid it's a Polotomave.
Yes. Okay. That's fine.
I like Polotomaves, but I was thinking about getting the their quite famous Samurai IPA, and I just couldn't do it, David.
No,
I just couldn't go and buy an IPA.
The Samurai is the one you see around most, I would say. It's pretty well known, isn't it? I've never seen Catfish before, but I like the label.
You've not spent much time on the internet.
Very good. But yeah, it's a furious looking catfish. I will put this online as well. Yeah, it's a furious looking catfish. General Sherman, I call him.
So, I believe that this is going to be quite a good, if not particularly deep or interesting beer.
It's not that strong. It's a 4.1 percenter. It's not particularly, you know, challenging.
But yeah, that's the thing. It's not. We've not had the some of the stranger beers that we've actually had a lot more in this season of Zbrojovcast. But it is a damn good brewery. So
yeah. So should we dive in down to the Catfish and see what's going on? So smells nice. Smells nice.
That's lovely.
Yeah. It's not as dark beery as I thought. It's quite
fruity.
Yeah.
Without being too hoppy.
Yeah, it's almost like something you get in the UK. It's like a sort of a sort of regular ale, isn't it, really? It's quite tasty.
It's not a million miles away from a darker version of like a Taylor's Landlord.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's perfectly pleasant, that. Very nice, yeah.
No big in-depth analysis this week.
I won't be catfishing this. I'll certainly be coming back to it to talk about it to it some more. That doesn't work.
You tried.
Yeah. I tell you what does work. Hot or not.
Hot or not.
Hot or not, Sam, you gotta tell me if it's hot or not.
I will.
Okay, just one each from us this week. You wanna go first?
Yeah, do you want my hot?
Don't mind.
My hot is FK Blansko.
Ooh, good one.
So, after being promoted from Divisie D last season in a campaign where they lost one match,
yeah,
the top of the MSFL with two matches to go before the winter break.
And having lost...
Two matches and three draws, I think.
It's good.
For a more detailed analysis of Blansko's season, our friends at the Blansko Klobasa are a very valuable resource for you.
Yes.
But their Saturday game, which is at home and kicks off at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, looks to be a really interesting affair with against SK Unichov, who are only 4 points behind them. And a positive result in that match and their subsequent game with Nove Mesto would put them in a really great position. And we could have the really weird thing where we have, like, a couple of teams that are just so close to us.
Yeah.
In the second tier. Yeah. Not that I think that their stadium would allow it, but...
Yes, it's an odd one, isn't it? It's got that massive stand.
They redid it.
And then three sides of sort of nothing.
Yeah, they redid that stand, but I don't think it's redid to the point of being...
Second division material.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's a quest. That's one for you, Ralph, if you can fill us in with the detail about that, though I know it's very early days and half the season hasn't been played yet.
Fill us in like they did the grass growing through the bits of stand. As it were. That's horrible.
In the words of Craig David, can you fill me in? I thought we're coming there.
No, they certainly were not. I just made a horrible image instead.
Cursed image.
Yes, exactly.
You're hot.
My hot is a very personal one this week. It is simply that after 4 months of waiting, Coventry have got their home kit for sale online again.
Hooray!
After they sold out immediately of their first run of our frankly absolutely gorgeous home shirt. So I'll be ordering me one of those as soon as possible.
Retail price?
£48, which is a lot. But
that's not as bad as some. But
it is a beauty. Also, shout out, if you haven't seen it, to the two-tone scar-based 40 years of two-tone record label third kit, which is a belter as well.
I'd like that kit, but I don't know if I can part with nearly the £50. It's, you know, required for it.
Yeah, but oh yeah, it's a goodie. And both of those are actually now back on sale now. So ccfc.co.uk, click on shop.
Impartial.
Yeah, exactly. Come on. It's my team. Great shirts.
Absolutely. So, fair play.
Yeah. Do you have a knot for us?
I have a knot.
Yep.
My knot is Yaya Toure.
Really?
Yes. Yaya Toure playing with that team in China.
Yep.
In what was likely his last game for that club.
Right.
He's getting on a bit, and I think he was maybe looking for one more season somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
Whatever. So this was his last, you know, to say, you know, sort of, you know, to the fans, to the fans or whatever. He was sent off.
Right.
After 10 seconds.
Bye-bye, Touré.
And that's that from kickoff, starting. There was like a move, and then he just, for no reason, he just kicked a Chinese guy. He just kicked some random guy. And they had to, they took it back, and there was like this, I don't know if it was VAR or something like that, but yeah, they sent him off. Wonderful.
Wow. That's...
Yeah, it took 10 seconds.
That's amazing.
That's, I mean, shades of Steven Gerrard in that crunch Liverpool game. When he,
I was thinking the opposite end of your playing career for said club, but shades of Jonathan Woodgate.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my favourite ever. If you don't know the Jonathan Woodgate story, he signed for Real Madrid in an unlikely fashion from, I think he was at Borough? And then, no, or maybe at Leeds and went to Real Madrid. Mm-hmm. Yeah, possibly at Leeds and then went to Real. Injured when he got there, injured for a long time, then came his much trumpeted debut, in which he managed to score an own goal and get sent off, which is remarkable work. However, if you talk to Real Madrid fans, they generally have a lot of respect and love for him, as do actually most people from most clubs, because he was a very elegant player, a fine defender, just knackered by injury, unfortunately. Yeah. So, yes. So, yeah, Yaya Touré's...
Yaya Touré.
Red card bonanza.
I didn't think he could get more ridiculous than his, you know, his statements from years ago, being like when he was like incredulous that he didn't win like African Footballer of the Year again. Remember those?
My favourite one was he complained through his agent that he didn't get a birthday cake from Manchester City.
Yeah, that was
that was brilliant as well.
That was one that was doing the rounds.
Cake gate, as no one called it. But yeah, that was good. I enjoyed that. I've got a knot for you, if you fancy it.
What's my knot? What's your knot, even?
My knot is, how did I phrase it? Minor arseholery.
Okay.
At the end of the game against Žižkov, we had to wait to get out of the ground because you're only, like, a small section of park away from the home end. So the police keep the gates closed for about 10 minutes. It's nothing major for about 10 minutes from the final, at 10, 15 minutes. And they don't let the away fans out, which is perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. Everyone can finish their beer, finish their klobasa, take their flags down, whatever they're doing. Mm-hmm. A small number of travelling Zborovatsi who, I've got to be fair, normally we're not that bad away. We're quite boisterous, but we're not... generally awful, you
not,
know.
Not in this league.
No, not in this league, certainly not. But anyway, a small minority decide it would be really good and show what big hard men they are to climb on the gates and start having a go at the police outside. You know, shaking, rattling the gates, trying to climb over, trying to get... And of course, all this does is bring in more riot police and delays us getting out. What are you doing? What on earth are you doing? Like, you're not impressing anyone. You're just winning the first prize for dickheadery. That's, you know, that's true. It's just ridiculous. Grow up.
Yeah. It's. I hope we don't have to, you know, if we do get back to the first league, have to, you know, start going to, like, the Rangers FC excuses for various things. Like, when it's always, you know, when someone throws a vodka bottle or does this or climbs a thing. It's always this Mexican fellow called Juan Guy.
Right, so, yes.
Oh, but that was just Juan Guy doing it. Uh-huh. It wasn't the whole support. That's not a reflection on the support.
Yeah.
But yeah, buck up your ideas, lads.
Yeah, it's you know, I don't want to be parenty, but it's not big and it's not clever. You're just being an asshole.
I think the longest that we were held in away last season was around 15 to 20 minutes at Hrugim, and that didn't happen because we won.
And yes.
Somehow, when we win, people don't mind hanging around for 10, 15 minutes until the things are cleared. I wonder why they didn't do that at Žižkov, huh?
Yeah, it's almost as if you'd need an excuse to be dickheads. I mean, these people don't really need an excuse, to be honest. But...
It's still not as bad as that Bohemka game where they threw a bench onto the pitch.
Oh,
remember
God,
that?
God, yeah.
And we had to go in a... Did we not book a bus home? And we had to go back and...
Yeah, you have to be frog marked. You got tear gassed in the toilet, didn't you?
That was Slavia. That was Slavia the season before.
Right.
Yeah. This was the one where they had the hooligans from Ruhorzov over.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a very... We lost 1-0 and it was a very... This was going down season, yeah. I believe.
On the flip side, we did manage to get out of Sparta by just doing the, like, Smith, Sizinci,
oh,
Nesmer
yeah.
with these assholes.
I don't know how
and
that...
And the police just sort of waved us, just went, on you go, lads, just carry yeah. on.
Was that when we got pumped 4-0 and three goals were offside?
That's right.
Ah, great
That's
days.
That's right. Yeah, it was a really... It was that sort of coming up to December, we were wearing that horrible bright yellow kit time. It was, yeah, not great days. Anyway, that's the end of Hot or Not after those pleasant reminiscences. We've got one more section and it is previewing, as we said earlier, Prostay Off this coming Friday. All right, before we do Prostay Off, we've got some... News just in! I've just been sent a message by possible listener but definite friend of the show, Barbara Zakova,
uh-huh.
who, in her work as a designer and general font nerd, came across this story that the Czech FA is possibly breaching copyright law due to their logo redesign, which just features a lion, but is apparently the exact same lion as on Red Lion Beer, which is a New Zealand beer brand. So that's fun.
I've very little to add to this other than that it's hilarious.
Yeah, what a tin pot way to go about doing anything.
Tin pot is the word, aye.
Yeah, so yeah, that's our bonus. You can decide whether that's a hot or a not for yourselves yeah. there, listener. But yeah, Prostay Off.
Yep, well, now we're recording, we might as well just go right into it.
Yes, why not?
Fantastic.
Yeah, let's do that.
Well, we are going to be staying at home for another 7 o'clock kickoff, I believe,
yep.
under the lights of Stadion Srpska,
yeah.
with our friends from Prostay Off coming over. Quick sweepstake, 7 o'clock Friday, how many away fans?
None.
Okay, I'm going to take the above, because you can't go minus.
Yeah.
Let's see. Please send in your picks of how many Prostay Off away fans will be.
Even though it's only down the road.
Mm-hmm. Atsbury Offcast.
Yeah. Atsbury Offcast on Facebook and Twitter. And the prize for the closest guess will not be...
I promise that I won't block you from Atsbury Offcast Twitter if you guess closest. How's that? That's not an incentive,
it's not the
though,
best,
is it?
No, it's not the best prize we've ever... I mean, we've never given a prize, but that's definitely the worst.
Yeah.
Anyway, Prostay Off.
Yeah, Prostay Off.
What have they got to offer?
Well, that's the question. In the past on this podcast, we have labelled Prostay Off as a retirement home where we put our former players out
yes.
to pasture, right? And that's perhaps unfair.
Mm-hmm.
Because these days only Alice Schuster... Jan Polak, Marek Streštík, Martin Sus, Karol Kropa, Milan Lutonski, and David Pašek play for them.
Oh, so only that many?
Only seven.
Only seven. Fine.
Yeah.
Is that where Streštík is now?
Yes, he is.
Oh, what a player he was. For about 18 months, he was just superb. He's the player I've got on the back of my old...
It is.
Yeah, my old... First year that I was here, Jersey, from 2000 and Christ knows.
He'll be getting on a
2004, 2005, yeah.
He's, he'll, like a lot of their players are getting on a bit. So are you looking forward to seeing 38-year-old Jan Polak?
I certainly am not.
Jan Polak, so old that he technically played for Bobby.
Did he now? Okay, that's a good one.
Youth.
Oh.
Mad. Would you like another fun fact about Prostay Off?
I certainly would.
This is a good one. This time last season, they were 9th in the league with 18 points. Now they're 10th in the league with 18 points.
Oh.
So they're nothing if not consistent. What is worrying is that they come to Brno on the back of a 1-1 draw with Jihlava, where
good.
Apparently they were better
Very
than
good
them,
result.
And two victories over Hradec Králové and Žižkov in their last three.
Killing the big boys then.
Yeah.
And Žižkov.
Uh-huh. However, you know, on the flip side,
yeah.
do you know who their top goal scorer is?
Is it Jan Polak?
No, it's Milan Lutonski.
God.
Right.
The man who could not, if you gave him the barniest barn door, or the biggest cow's backside and the largest banjo. He could not hit one with the other.
Do you want stats, David? Because I got stats.
Stat me up, baby.
All right, Milan Lutonski's leading their goal scored with three.
But our top goal scorers. Only had three before because it was Maggie. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming it's Rusek now with about five. Yeah. So
he scored in the opening match against Slavoj Vyšehrad.
Good.
Which is a 1-0 win. And before that, his previous goal was for Zbrojovka against Příbram back in May 2017, where Kuba Rzeznicek and Pavel Zavadil combined for a 3-2 away win.
Nice.
That's a drought, David, of 58 competitive games where he's made some sort of appearance.
Uh-huh.
Or if you prefer, 74 hours, or if you prefer, 4,442 minutes.
It's a lot of minutes, Sam.
It's a lot of minutes.
Yeah.
What's a bit more exciting is they're one of the few teams that play a genuine midfield diamond every so often.
Ooh.
So that'll be really interesting. They are going to be aggressive, I would say, based on former games. They're a bit agricultural, perhaps.
Yeah. I mean, they don't want to be too aggressive. There's a lot of, you know, weak bones in that side, you know, with the age and all.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It's going to be an interesting game anyway. What are you saying about how we should approach this match?
Considering the last two home games, I say go about it as we have been doing, considering the overall age of the squad and the pace that we have, particularly up top.
Yeah.
I think that's looking quite tasty. Mm. If we can sort of get at them in midfield, because I think if Pollak is playing, he'll do his familiar spraying balls around from the base of midfield sort of thing.
Yeah.
So maybe if we can get Uncle Vanya up and at him and use the pace of those front two, I think that's where we'll be getting the most joy.
Yeah, one thing's for sure that we're not going to be changing that front two, and I don't see us changing that front two until the end of the season. Which, you know, based on form or preference, if the manager has his way, it's a little bit disappointing for people like Pazler, who would have thought they would have been knocking on the door before the change of regime.
The thing about Pazler is, I'm sure he's a perfectly fine footballer, but he's not. He's a Honza of all trades.
Mm-hmm.
He's not particularly quick. He's not particularly big. He's not particularly tall. He's not particularly anything. Uh-huh. I think that's his, you know, the main thing that's holding. He's a perfectly serviceable forward.
Yeah. He'll be fine though, because I mean I believe he's on loan, right?
I don't know.
So
actually,
I think he goes away back to I should have checked this before, Slovan. At the end of the season, so it shouldn't be too bad. Or it could even be January, I'm not sure. We have some people going in January, I believe.
Yeah, I don't know.
In terms of loan agreements or whatever. But it'll be a fascinating game. I can see it being quite tight, actually. I could see like the attempts to play these sort of low through balls. I mean, telling to say that none of the goals that we scored against Vyšehrad were in any way headed goals. It was all by keeping the stuff on the deck.
Yes, this is particularly what we were talking about sort of a few days ago when we met up, is the utter change in style of play from Schuster to Michalik already.
Yeah,
it's a totally different way of getting the ball forward, and a totally different way of creating chances. So.
It's going to be fascinating because, like, to be honest, it's the sort of game that I can see, like a Lukasz Magiera and, you know, Peter Stepanowski crosses actually doing something, which you can't really say about a bunch of other games that we've played. So this is going to be a real test in that system and a test in form.
Yeah,
looking forward to it.
And there again, if it gets to, let's say, half time, looking tight or 0-0, it will be, I would say, Michalik's first test of a proper system change to see, with pressure on, because they changed the front two when the game was already won against Slavoj.
Yeah.
And this, I think will be more of a tactical test. I'm really looking forward to it.
There's actually so much you can do thinking about it, because we have so many midfield options, especially out wide. You could even, and I'm presuming that Barish is going to stay as right back and we're going to be unchanged. That could be very wrong, though. You could push him back in and put Sedlacker somewhere back there as well, which is more of a sort of role.
Or it looks like it looks like Schmid will be back. So
yep, Schmid was back for Slavoj. Yeah,
so you could even revert Shural to fullback and bring in the world's slowest centre-half combination of Schmid and Pavlik.
That's true. There.
But yeah, we'll see. Like I said, I'm really looking forward to it. If you're looking forward to it and you want to come along and see us in person, shake our hands and breathe in the very air that we're sharing, then we'll be up at the top of Sector N in our usual place on Friday evening. So,
or you can connect with us on social media and we'll tell you what we're doing before and after.
Yeah, exactly. So, hope to see you if we do. If not, hope you enjoy the game as well. If you're not in this country, hope you've enjoyed our constant witterings, because some people seem to, which is very nice.
It's felt like we've gone off on numerous tangents tonight. It's been quite relaxing podcast.
Exactly. I mean, we've had enough to talk about, but not enough that we've had to really blatter through things. So, anyway, we're going to play out on a song suggested by a friend of the podcast, Roman, who commented on the big list that I put up of all the songs that we've played out with. So there'll be plenty more where they came from. And so, we're going to leave you to listen to this on the way out. See you next time, and bye. Všechny muži chtěli tě mít, každej chtěl jen s tebou být, jenže najednou musíš pochopit, co je to za potíž. Teď už to ví. Teď už to víš, co je to sama být. Mít na ulici byt, nemoc se ani hnou, stát jako solnej slou. Když jsi si chodila do školy, all right, Miss Lonely, a tak si mohla znát, jen jak je to snadný žít. Ale tak být bez domova sám, to tě mě nikdo z tvých učitelů nemohl naučit. A divila jsi se jen jak tuláci můžou sami bez domova být. A najednou musí. Kdo ti to mohl líp vysvětlit, jenže kdo vyplní prázdnotu v očích tvých a ukáže ti, kde nalézá se zdviš. Teď už to víš, teď už to víš, co je to sama vím, mít na ulici byt, nemoc se ani jednou, stále jako sám.